cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 right here on Cliff Central. I'm not alone in studio. I'm with my boy Bulelani Bala.
Hey man, I'm very happy to be in studio today. There's juice.
But I see you even struggling with the whole
future,
you know.
I think one of the things that I'm intrigued by is the beautiful shape. I think that this is one of the most coolest things. But I mean, we've got an amazing lineup of guests in studio today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're speaking about, I mean, it's Youth Month.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I think before I even jump into what I wanted to say, how do you feel? It's Youth Month. Are you still youth?
I'm very much youth, Vita. I'm not out there yet. You know, I still have about 3 years to go out there. And it's actually exciting today. I mean, we're gonna tweet and put Instagram. We're actually doing shows to drinking juice today. I'm sure, but I say you can't be jealous. You want juice? It's one of those things. And the interesting thing, when I walked in, I saw the guys having donuts there and whatsoever. You know. So I think we're getting used to this thing of eating. Eh?
Yeah, I mean, I think the sad thing was I missed last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually hosting the CEO of Proudly SA at the NYDA event, and I missed chicken in studio.
Oh, okay.
We had chicken. How did that show go?
How do you host, my friend? And I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I also didn't know. Oh, okay.
One of the biggest things I was looking forward to was hosting Mom Happy.
Is it?
Happy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. I mean, you know what? Being a Youth Month, dude, one of the things that I did when I got here, I did a recording for Youth Month to say, what does it mean to me? You know? So, and one of the things that I made mention of is that it's all about purpose. Yeah. You know, for me, it was young people that came together for one purpose, to actually achieve and stand for one thing that they believed in. And I said to me, I mean, June 16 represents freedom and that purpose, that as a country, we still need to find the purpose that we fight for one thing collectively that we can achieve as a country without race, without color, without gender or any inequality, you know, but still find and that fulfillment of freedom. So I don't know, what does Youth Month stand mean to you, or June 16?
Nah, man. I think, you know, I relay out this in a recording I did, I think, a little bit earlier on in the month. You know, I had a conversation with a friend where he told me that, you know, freedom to him, or rather the Youth Month to him, symbolizes being able to buy the things that you want, buy the houses that you want, buy the cars that you want, buy the products and things that you want. And I think that as I was thinking about it, a thought hit me that, you know, I think for me it's way bigger than that. It's being able to be a proudly South African and be proud to consume proudly South African products.
Mm.
But more than that, create the products, your own products, so that you can manage and have a lot of control over the value chain.
Mm.
That's my biggest thing. Instead of purchasing those things, some of them are external products that we don't even know where they come from. We'd rather support local, because I mean, at the moment, in terms of the country, I mean, when you look at the stats in terms of the unemployment rate and the level of education, the level of survivalist businesses that come up and they die out every year, we need to be able to start shifting and changing that. And I mean, my theme for this month is Young and in Charge, as per the event we're hosting on Saturday in Tembisa.
Oh, you're having a Young and in Charge?
Yeah, we're having an event on Saturday. It's 500 young people in the township. It's a free event, like we always do. Every third Saturday of the month, we host young entrepreneurs in the township and young leaders, and we inspire them for greatness.
Mm.
And we've got an amazing lineup of amazing young people who have done amazingly well for themselves in South Africa. So
no, definitely. I mean, it says with some of the guests that we have today, I mean, we've got Miss Happy Khumalo Ngidi, who's the who's the Chief Officer Marketing and Communications for Proudly SA. We've got Etienne Rosa, who's the production manager for Marble Gold. And we've got Flu Leach, who's the brand manager. And I know definitely that in studio we've got Tafatswa Madavo, who's the CEO, the COO for Riversend Incubation. You know, whenever you see COO, you're just thinking cloudy, but it's okay.
I didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm kidding.
That's my ex-boss, you know.
So, and we've got Danny Mishak Gegana from Dads in the Picture. So, I mean, I'm sure you can tell us what you're talking about today.
I mean, today we're speaking about... I think because of the fact that it's Youth Month, we're speaking about the young youth development and youth and entrepreneurship. you know, which is why we've got these amazing people in studio. Because I mean, think about it. I don't think that all the people, all the young people that are in varsity right now, or some of the ones that are undergrads or graduated or whatever the case is, will be able to get employment. So I think that we need to then intrinsically start to balance and look at which are the, how do we develop and how do we balance the scale in terms of the ones that would need to possibly look at entrepreneurship as a possible career choice, and the ones that do not have the funds, and we find a way of upskilling them and developing them in such a way that they would add value in whatsoever corporates that they would work for. Because unfortunately, I don't think that we are in a position as a country at the moment that everyone of us needs to work in a job. But I think that we need to then balance it so that we can be able to create employment for those who are out there, so that we keep the cycle moving and we're able to add value to the fiscus of the country and develop it and move it to a whole new level.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, let's go into it. You can lead us.
So, I mean, today we've got amazing people. We've got Mamhe Pingidi. Mamhe Pingidi, just please greet our listeners. Tell us who you are and what do you do?
All right, so my name is Happy Makhumalo Ngidi. I see your colleague wants to put me in trouble with my in-laws. I'm not Khumalo. I am born Khumalo, but I am Ma Khumalo in respect of my in-laws. But I'm head of marketing and communications at Proudly SA. And Proudly SA is basically a buy local campaign, which is a tested method worldwide. The Australians do it. The Americans do it. That's why the Americans will tell you their burger is the best in the world. A burger is a burger, but they'll convince you. And ours is really to, we seek to influence local procurement or educate South Africans about the importance of buying locally manufactured goods and supporting local services and products.
Thank you very much.
We've got a local product, you see.
I see that. It's missing one thing, yeah, but no, we'll get into that.
We're going to address that thing. We're going to address that thing.
All right. My name is Tafadzwa Madavo. I am the COO of River Sands Incubation Hub. River Sands Incubation Hub is basically a joint initiative between Century Property Development and the Jobs Fund and the National Treasury. Our objective is basically to create an environment that basically stimulates growth for small to medium enterprises. Our operational philosophy basically looks at really pushing and relying more on the entrepreneur drive and really harnessing that to ensure growth when it comes to small to medium enterprises. Our offering basically ranges from premises, market access, market visibility, you've got back office support, and you've got growth and learning platforms that are basically trying to bring in talent that helps to actually stimulate growth in the small businesses.
Hmm. Interesting.
My name is Etienne Rosa. I'm the production manager of Marble Gold. I'm involved in product development, developing the products, what is consumed in our own country. That is our mission, and to develop the youth of us.
I'm Fleur Leach. I'm the brand manager for Marble Gold. Marble Gold is a company that produces a proudly South African, 100% pure local fruit juice, Nutifruit. Our aim is, a vital vision of our company is the upliftment of the citizens of this country by aiming it in a nutritional manner. We produce products that are preservative and sugar-free, assisting in the learning process towards the entrepreneurship phase and the development phase, going from a student to a working person in this country.
My name is Misha Kekana from Dads in the Picture. Dads in the Picture essentially is looking at saying, how do we make sure that when we look forward, for instance, as youth, how do we take advantage of the opportunities? Mm-hmm. How do we look at being proudly South African from inside? Do we understand who we are? Do we know where we come from? And that understanding would make sure that whenever the incubation center says, for instance, we are open for business, come on board, we would have the young people with the right mindset, the right foundation, and the right drive.
No, definitely. Those are the guests that we have in studio. So, Bulelano, who are we starting with? Is it ladies first or are we starting with the gents?
No, I think it's definitely the ladies first, because I think one of the things that we're particularly interested in, I mean, it being Youth Month, is the step is the program that is being ran by Prime Stars, which Proudly SA and both Nutrifruit have jumped on board. I think I'd love to, for you guys to just share some light. I think Mom Happy, if you can share some light in terms of, I mean, what is the program all about, and why did you guys decide to jump on this particular project in terms of the support that you guys are giving?
Sure. So my Future My Career is a platform that we believe very much in Proudly South African, because we our prime focus in terms of youth is youth education. We believe that we have a responsibility to instill the and drive home the message to the youth about the importance of buying and supporting local products. And My Future My Career is really a platform or a mechanism, if you like, that is very tutorial that seeks to teach and to expose career opportunities that are out there for our youth, as opposed to the traditional way of thinking. I come from a background when I said to my parents years ago, I want to be a communicator, you know, I want to be in the marketing space, and they nearly lost their minds, because for them, working for somebody, or being a nurse, or being a doctor, or being a teacher, is their only career that they were ever exposed to. So we're trying, with the youth focus that we have at Proudly SA, ours is really to say that as much as university education is key, it is important, but it's not for everybody. That is the reality. And in line with the National Development Plan, the 2030 vision, is that 95% by 2030, 95% of youth of our country will be employed in the SMME entrepreneurial sector of this country. So you can't ignore, you cannot assume the responsibility as our campaign to expose many, many career opportunities that are out there, as opposed to your traditional careers. And this is why we believe so much in the My Future, My Career program, because we feel that many young people out there resonate with it. It's real, and we believe in it 100%.
Yeah.
Yes, for Marble Gold, the My Future My Career program is really aimed at the transition period from school to work. And currently, South Africa is the third highest unemployment rate country in the world, which is seen as a chronic situation at the moment. And if this is not addressed, it just becomes a vicious circle. And the My Future My Career program is focused on giving students the tools, the instruments on transitioning, exposing them to the different avenues, how to actually enter the working world. The program is focused on helping them identifying their abilities, identifying their personalities, exposing them to approximately 115 different career paths that they can follow. Since the start of the My Future My Career program, they've reached today 24,000 learners, assisting them in this transitional period. And through this process, where they actually transport the students every Sunday went to different venues. They give them snacks. They expose them to professionals. They motivate them. And these students leave there believing that they have the ability to create their own dreams, build in their own dreams, and to build on their own futures, and have the belief that they have their future in their own hands.
Yeah. So I think one of the questions that I'd like to pose to you, sir, is, I mean, If you were in this particular situation where you were given this amazing career guidance booklet, let's track back, let's say about 5-10 years. I mean, when you were a young man, how different do you think your life would be right now, being exposed? I mean, I think what sort of age gaps is the program for? Is it kids in primary or is it high school?
It's aimed at students between the ages between grade 9 and 12.
Yeah.
So when they start doing their subject choices, and making decisions towards their future careers.
So how different do you think? Do you think you'd still be in the same career path?
I think I am, because I grew up in a very entrepreneurial family. That's my particular background. But what really excites me about this particular initiative is that, look, entrepreneurship is seemingly becoming a big thing right now. But in the past, it wasn't. You know, most of the time, culturally, your parents would be saying, go the doctor, the lawyer route. And now we're starting to see that a lot of people and family members are open to the prospect of actually seeing entrepreneurship as actually being an option, a career option. So if I had been exposed back then, or if I was to look at someone else who's been exposed to that prior to today, I feel it would have been really impactful in the sense that the mentality that people would have towards entrepreneurship, or the way in which they actually basically interact with entrepreneurship, would be very different now. I think the biggest issue that we are coming across as River Sands Incubation Hub is that a lot of people are stepping into entrepreneurship, don't fully understand what it actually means. There's a lot of sacrifice. I mean, you look at a situation where when people think business, we're having a lot of celebrity entrepreneurs out there. So we're only celebrating the success stories, but the story behind the success is not really coming out. And what's happening is that a lot of people start thinking that entrepreneurship is a quick, get-rich-quick scheme type option, when there's a lot of hard work, sweat, and sacrifice that comes with it. So I think that this particular option or this particular initiative is going to really help in creating the pipeline that for us as River Sands, we're really excited about, because we're going to get people with the right mentality towards entrepreneurship, which makes our jobs a whole lot easier, and the contribution towards the economy as a whole will be far more significant, I believe.
So, Mom Happy, just tell me, what does Youth Month mean to you? And this is a question I'd like to ripple across all the guests. What is Youth Month to you, and what is the significance of Youth Month in your life, your organization?
Youth Month to us is really, we look at it as an opportunity, as a way to remind the youth to embrace the opportunities that are out there for them, as opposed to some of us sitting around this studio who may not have had the opportunities that are out there today. You know, and it also seeks to, you know, encourage the youth to have the responsibility to celebrate and understand and appreciate where they come from, because I'm of the view that you can't possibly know where you're going if you don't appreciate, you know, your where you come from, and you know. But it's also touching on what my colleague just said now, that you know, it's about the real issues of wanting to be an entrepreneur. You know what we see on face value, many young people think it's a quick get rich quick solution, make as much money as possible and buy all the things that you aspire to have. But it's about ensuring that you open up the business, and then you create, for us as Proudly SA, open up the business, create demand for your product, you know, and work hard towards enjoying shelf space, and also understanding the principle of the fact that you need to be able to practice what you preach and do to others as you would like to, you know, to be done to you, where you support other businesses for other businesses to be able to support you as well. And also to say, you know, and I'm very passionate about this issue, because I'm I was also bitten by the entrepreneurial bug a long time ago, so I'll always be a business person in the corporate world, but I'll always be a business person on a personal capacity. And that, you know, to teach the young people that life does happen, and it happens to the best of us, where, you know, things may go horribly wrong in business, you know, and you have to appreciate the fact that it does come with a fair percentage of failure. I am speaking as an ex-entrepreneur or an ex-restaurateur, a franchise Z of a well-known a restaurant, you know, in the country.
I
where
know that story.
You know the story. Yeah. There we go. We're not giving them airtime, though, are we? No, we're not. Yeah, okay. No. but you know, where they had a winning formula, and that's why I bought into it and invested a lot of money into it. But I walked away from their deal a broke woman. You know, where you know, when the sheriff comes after you. You know, then you know what the reality of running a business is.
Definitely.
But it's about how you pick yourself up. You learn from that experience. I can run that business with my eyes closed today. And by the way, I've got the know-how that they, you know, you know what I mean? So I can run that business with my eyes closed today. But it's a profound experience. And the wisdom to know that things will go wrong. And how do you then deal with the reality of running a business? Because it's not a walk in the park. It really isn't.
Well, for us as Riversands, or for me personally as well, I think the Youth Month basically means redefining success. Generally, what is success for the youth? I mean, right now we're standing, as you said, in a situation where people see success as the next big car or the next big brand that you're wearing. And we want to start looking at ways of redefining what success is for our youth. So that at the end of the day, the things that we start celebrating are truly beneficial to society and are truly going to result in having the youth really succeeding. Now, that basically means that at this point in time, we also need to start celebrating those who are actually really doing it. And at Riversands Incubation Hub, we have a number. Currently, we're sitting at about 152 businesses on campus. And out of that 152, a large majority are very young, youth-orientated entrepreneurs that are really making it happen. People sleep late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to make sure things get done, and the success is currently showing. So really redefining the word success and really celebrating true success. That's what it means for us.
Youth Month is in memory of the students who lost their lives, but I think Youth Month has now become a celebration. For students to celebrate the exposure that we are offering the future leaders, teachers, doctors, nurses of this country. We believe in them, and I think we should celebrate their ability to make and see a bright future. I think we should celebrate our youth, their enthusiasm, their self-motivation, their drive, their capable capacity, like one of our fellow visitors mentioned, the hours they put in. Yes, we should celebrate our youth. We should proudly celebrate them.
Yeah. So I think, so before I cut the question off, what does it mean to you, sir?
To me, Youth Month, it's basically, you know, as traditionally, it's been a commemoration of what happened back in 76. But now it's a celebration, I agree. But then how do we then take our youth from that commemoration mentality that they've grown in? How do we then, say, rewire their belief system? You know, how do we then say to the youth that we understand that we come out of this painful era, we come out of this these challenges. However, now we've tried to level the playing field. The playing fields are leveled in such a way that you can actually go out there and take charge and really make the difference and really be an entrepreneur. You know, as Meh has said, that from a franchisor to now you're saying you can run it better, you can run it. But how do you make that choice, and how do you understand that there is a lot of sweat and tears that are required for you to make it? How do you then say, yes, the government has put forward an opportunity for me, there's a grant for me, how do I take advantage of that? Let's position them properly onto that one. And for me, it's let by the time they get to that grade 9, perhaps, where they're given that the options, are they ready to make the options? Are they ready to actually pick what's bad over what's good, or what's good over what's bad? Can they pick the lesser evil? Do they even know what it means to be an entrepreneur at that age? Because I believe they should be knowing by then. They should have from home understood the basics of financial management. They should have known to understand the basics of saving, so that as it was mentioned earlier about success, I mean, they should know what success is to them, not what success looks like. That would be my take on that.
So, Tafadzo, just share a little bit with me. So, I mean, you guys have got this amazing facility that I've gotten the opportunity of visiting.
Amazing is an understatement, actually.
I like that. I love that. And I mean, I think we've had, I think, when I was driving around going to have a meeting there, I think 4 or 5 of the guys who occupied some of the office space that are people that we've either interviewed on the show or we've met on various platforms. But I mean, just give some form of an indication. I mean, the space that you guys are letting up or are leasing out to these young, amazing entrepreneurs, how many of it is it young people, though?
I think the large majority is young, generally because what you have is because entrepreneurship is generally really popular and a lot of them are getting into it. A lot of them are young individuals. So just to give you context, we have close to 152 businesses on campus right now. I would say the large majority are youth as it stands right now. This is space that's basically 40,000 square meters dedicated purely to business incubation or small business growth. But premises alone is not what it is that we're offering. It's probably the most prominent, obviously, when you do come on campus. But that is basically only the primary aspect. And then again, we're looking at complementing with a lot more substance behind the premises. Yeah. Premises range from your 50 meter squared all the way up to your 200 meter squared. But we're offering a number of other elements that actually really contribute to business growth.
Yeah. And then, I mean, when you speak of incubation, I mean, is it programs? Do you guys run programs there? Or is it how long is the incubation through a certain period? Or how does it all work to the entrepreneurs that are out there that are very interested in jumping on board?
I'm glad you asked that question. So to a large extent, what we're trying to do is challenge the status quo when it comes to incubation. So a lot of people, when they hear incubation, they hear it's a 6-month program, it's a 1-year program, and it basically stipulates that you have to do A, B, C, D to actually progress through the program. We're saying let's change that up. It should be an entrepreneur-driven platform. What I mean by that is that the people who determine what should be on the table are the entrepreneurs. Yes, to a certain extent, we influence, because a lot of the time you don't know what you don't know. But the idea is there's that particular variable, which is what we harness a lot more, the drive that comes from the entrepreneurs. So they determine what should we put on the table, the value behind what it is that we put on the table. So it's not a top-down approach. It's more like a blended approach where it's top-down, but also has got a bottom-up approach.
Yeah, so I'm happy. I mean, you know, I've been a proudly SA member now, I think it's 2 years, 2 to 3 years now. But one of the things that I've been interested in is, you know, I'm all about, or rather, I run a manufacturing, we're in the manufacturing space now. So we're manufacturing branding material, textile material, signage in the township, been doing it for the past 11 years. Okay. And I really believe in the power of creating our own products, which is what Proudly SA is all about, and yes, buying local, you know. Yes. But I mean, are you finding that young people are taking an interest in creating their own products or starting businesses that are aimed at creating their own apples or their own products, you know, tangible products?
We are finding that, you know, our narrative as a campaign is very simple, and all we're saying is that we all need to trade with each other within the borders of South Africa to be able to grow the economy and create the jobs that we so desperately need. And the reality is all of us in this room, and you know, in the people that are listening to us today, we all know somebody who's looking for a job. Mm-hmm. We all know qualified people who have been looking for a job for a long time, and we all know somebody who's even given up on looking for jobs because that's how difficult, you know, job seeking is. So for us, we want to emphasize on the issue of radical mental transformation, that the young people who run their businesses, as much as it's a mindset issue, and it's a mindset issue for South Africans in general, where we find our own products and services in South Africa inferior to those that are important to the country. It's a mindset issue. We are nowhere near where we need to be as a campaign, and it'll take the voices of us as a people to communicate the message of buying local and the importance thereof. We will never be able to do it, you know, on our own as a campaign, because we all suffer from that myth that, you know, things that we make in South Africa are not good enough. I mean, you know, we have to celebrate the good stories that come out of this country. The fact that there's a German car that is produced right here at home in Rosslyn that is then exported to other countries. So the next time you go to Switzerland and you see, you know, one of, you know, I'm assuming that I can't mention their name, but, you know, the next time you see one of the German cars that is well known.
The X3.
So much for not.
Three series. Yeah, it's made right here at home by your dad and your mom and your uncle and your friend down the road, and that's a fantastic story to tell. But you know, young people have got to understand that running a business, you've got to be that radical mental transformation I'm talking about is about the fact that you've got to be in it to win it. You've got to. I believe that nobody opens a business with an intention to fail.
Yeah.
We all want to make it, but it takes you know, commitment. It takes long hours. It takes focus. It takes you knowing how to measure your success, not over a period. You know, for many of you are business people, will know that the first 5 years of business, forget about profit, forget about that double story house and the X3 that you mentioned. Forget about that. It's about really ensuring that you build a legacy. You've got to understand that as a business person, you are the CEO, you are the receptionist, you are the marketer, the communicator, the spokesperson. It lies with, you may have people that work with you or for you, but ultimately the responsibility lies with you as a business person.
I think those are. Do you have something to say, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Happy said is very key. To say the responsibility lies with you, and most of us as entrepreneurs, we like shifting the responsibility. One thing I've realized as SMEs, most of the time we hate accountability. As a business, you want it to start with you, you want it to end with you, because it's one of the mistakes that we do. That's why obviously some of us, you found that once upon a time our business went under because I didn't know the difference between my money and the company money. The money that came was our money, you know. So, and as well, for me, it goes back now as well to the importance of support at home in terms of family, you know, because sometimes you find that you lack that support. As entrepreneurs, that's why at the end of the day, to certain people, if you're an entrepreneur, you are practically unemployed. You know, maybe, I don't know, Mish, you're the one that deals with family. How important is family support when you get onto the entrepreneurship journey? Because I know it's very lonely.
It is absolutely important, because now how you communicate, for instance, when you do a startup, the communication needs to be clear. And it needs to be at the level that the actual family understands. It needs to be at the level that your spouse understands. It needs to be at the level that the children understand. The children need to understand that our daddy was employed and he could spend an easy 5,000 rands a month on sneakers and all that for us. But now, does he have that? Is it going to be there somewhere in his income? Because you have to pay yourself at the end of the day as an entrepreneur. You have to have a salary. Is it going to be the same salary? Does the spouse know, be it man or woman, does he or she know that actually we're going to move from a structure of having X amount to Y amount, and this Y amount can cover 1, 2, and 3, and yes, it is not permanent. So it's a road trip to say, if we take this road trip, we communicate it properly, then you get the support. But you can't just get a support that a person says, I'm going to support you, whereas they don't understand the nitty-gritty. They don't have the correct buy-in. The level of buy-in is very important, which comes down to communication, and yes, family is absolutely crucial.
So, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, I mean, there's probably someone out there. I mean, they not probably heard us, but I think they probably heard me as I was busy squashing the juice out of that beautiful container. Mm. And someone, some young person out there is thinking to themselves, I mean, how does one get into this juice space? I mean, do you wake up in the morning? Because I thought to myself, I mean, making juices, you take that red with that orange one, you mix it with water, and that's making juice.
Yeah,
you take mean Oros?
Yes. So you take that one, you miss it, that nice Tiger brand product, and you know, but how do you guys get into
But you could imagine even in the township, we don't have things like blenders, you know, to be squeezing. Original juice, you know.
Yeah. No, man, drink or pop, you could make what, 2 to 3 liters?
Exactly.
And you were a manufacturer, FMCG.
You know?
So, I mean, how did you guys get into the space? I mean, and why particularly the space, the juice space?
Well, if you look at into the market, what is needed into the market, looking at the youth as well, the development, what is needed outside in Africa, I think that due to the nutrition values, the juice is the most important thing for the youth and scholars, especially the younger scholars, feeding them, etc. So that is the most important thing about nutrition. Based on that, it's purely juices and vegetable juices what the person can focus nowadays on as for the younger generation.
Yeah.
So maybe while you're on that issue, maybe it would be a question to say, how are you as a company, you know, supporting or empowering small scale businesses to actually be in a position of being black industrialists or production, you know, of whether juice product or I'd like to think obvious because that's what you guys are in, or something else. Because for me, if ever obviously this is something that you're doing in house, there's no transferring off skills to somebody else, or maybe even from a distribution, you know, side of things. I think obviously there's a way that this could be empowering to the next business, for that matter.
Well, this is Marble Gold's second consecutive year in this program. Marble Gold's vital vision is to contribute and uplift the society, to make a positive difference in lives to ordinary people. Partnering education department providing nutritional juice led to less privileged scholars, and to extend a product range so that everybody knows what is the importance of juice outside.
Mm. Yeah, but I think it is. It still doesn't answer. How are you? I think that the lady might have an answer for me to say how are you empowering the next generation of young businesses. Maybe it's either whether from a production element or from a distribution element, because obviously it needs to be distributed. And yeah.
Yes. I said earlier, and Etienne said now, a vital vision for Marble Gold is the upliftment of society.
Oh, so it's still a vision?
By Marble Gold developing new products on a daily basis.
Okay.
We are creating job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We are taking in people, doing in-house training.
Okay.
From packing to distributing.
Mm-hmm.
From reception to receiving.
Mm-hmm.
By extending our current market, we are 100% supporting the youth, encouraging them to go out there and expose themselves to the ability they have.
No, definitely. So I'm hoping next time when we have you, because you said you're in the second year, maybe in the third or fourth year, Bulelani, we must have them back, and at least let's speak and let's have some of the success stories that you've done, and most importantly, let's upgrade your packaging,
to not a proud a product of South Africa, but to a proud
SA product of South Africa.
With the right flag, not the with the right flag.
Just tell us about that.
Yeah. About membership. About.
Yeah, I mean,
about being a member.
We see the logo.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever seen the Proudly SA logo?
I have.
I see it on stuff. Mm-hmm. What is this logo?
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad you asked that question, because many people will say, I recognize your logo, but I've no idea what you do. In fact, there's a very thin line or gray area between what we do and what Brand SA does. And I always say that we cousins. Okay, so we have a domestic mandate, and ours is to showcase products and services that are homegrown, if you like. Mm-hmm. And we package all of these, and then we hand them over to Brand South Africa. Brand South Africa goes outside of the country to the international world to say, come invest in the country. This is what we are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise for Nutrifruit to have that stamp of authority, the tick of authority, because that, first of all, it makes you stand out in shelves, in shops. And people will say to us, I do want to support proudly South African products, but when I go into a retail store, how do I know, which brand is proudly South African? And for us, it's very simple. You turn over the product and look for the stamp, the tick, or anything that's written made in South Africa. They may not be a member of proudly South African, but for us, it's about embracing everything and anything that is made in South Africa. But please allow me to also touch on the family aspect of it, because it's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we instill this mentality and narrative to our kids today, that by the time they are age, we will have won half the battle, because it starts with them. You and I, when we go shopping over the weekend and you take your children with, half the stuff that you purchase, it's a purchasing decision that is informed or by them. Mm. It's about what they want and what they think the cool brands are, or what they think the coolest thing to eat is or to drink. And you buy out of pressure, if you like, influenced by what your kids want. So the sooner we expose them to the importance of buying local and how it has an economic impact, and how it could shape their future, the better. For everybody.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you check products?
Yeah.
I mean, when you get to this puzzle shop, are you flipping things around? When you get to that garage, that convenience center, I mean, how often do you do it?
I promise you, 6 years ago, never did it. Not even once. I just picked what appealed to me, the color, the package. having been running with Pets in the Picture over the last 5 years, I've been learning myself. I've been going over a road trip. I always say, there's a one word we always use, choice. How do you choose?
Yes.
How do I choose a product as message that is made elsewhere versus made in South Africa? I need to know, for starter, there is a product made in South Africa.
Yeah.
I need to know that this product, how does it benefit? How does the money generate it? How does it go and affect employment? How does it go and affect our rating in the world? I need to have that information for me to make that choice. So as a family man, children always influence you, but this is where it starts. The minute they start influencing you, it means you must influence them back. You must teach them. They can pick a product. You don't have to fight with them in the supermarket. But when you get home, you need to have that conversation and say, my child, this 10 cents of this is the only money that stays in South Africa. The other 1 rand goes overseas.
I'm glad you touched on that. Please may I just, because now you've got me started. the reality is that, and this is what they need to understand in very simple terms, is that when we buy products that are not made in South Africa, and say we buy products that are made in Brazil, essentially what that means is that we're creating a job in Brazil.
Absolutely.
Yes. Because you're creating a demand. So if we don't buy products at home, those products will sit on the shelves and will not move. So essentially that's what it means. However, we play in the global space. And we've got treaties that we have to adhere to as a country. So that comes with the responsibility that we cannot operate in isolation. you know, so we've got to, there's nothing wrong with importing and exporting, but you know, so all we're saying is that before you even consider to go find a product elsewhere, like the caps and the t-shirts that you manufacture, before we even think of an option of going to China, can we start here at home? Because you know, and also reiterate the message that our products, your t-shirts and your caps, are good quality, they're affordable and they're accessible.
Sure. Yeah, I was just about to jump.
I wanted to jump in there as well. Sorry. So I think just as much as we should put pressure when it comes to society and family, I think there's also responsibility. So youth, freedom, that comes with responsibility. Yeah. So let's switch it and let's say we should also put pressure on the entrepreneurs themselves. If we're looking at producing products or services, let's not just do it for the sake of doing it. Let's do it with the objective of trying to create something that is of value, that is going to disrupt the market and make someone want to buy the local product and not the foreign.
Power Tafadzwa.
We shouldn't switch it all on the family. In that way, we're in a position where we don't have to force anyone. We don't even need to turn and look at whether it's proudly South African. It will be clearly obvious that this is what I want to buy because the value I'm deriving from it is clearly superior to the other.
Please, may I just jump in there? You're going to have to. I'm worried about my colleague over here because he seems to know my criteria to be a member of Proudly SA better than I do. You've just touched on the criteria, and I couldn't agree with you more because we've got four criteria. The one is that 50% or more of the product that you make has got to be incurred in South Africa. So the bulk of that has got to be create jobs in our country. We understand and are realistic to the fact that you may have to import certain elements or of the actual product, but the big part of the job has got to happen here. Secondly, it's all very well for us to say buy proudly South African products, do this, support that, but your product cannot be Hong Kong. It has got to be a good quality product.
You
know?
Could you please explain to our listeners what Hong Kong means?
It cannot be an inferior product, and you know, and because that compromises us as a campaign, because we're out there saying you know, support proudly South African products, and this is why some people come back to us to say, I went to the shops, but I wore my pair of shoes for 2 weeks and 2 weeks down the line. And that's where we come in, because we work with stakeholders, the likes of SABS and all sorts of governing bodies that ensures that their products are good quality. But only, not only that, as a business person, you can't be running a cop shop where it's a big hall. You've got 500 people working for you. There's only one loo facility that they share. You don't give them enough hours to go for lunch. You've got to operate within the labor laws of the country. And then lastly but not least is that your company has got to be environmentally friendly. How do you dispose of your waste? You know, do you kill your fellow citizens in the process? But also, just my parting shot is that as much as we're saying, you know, buy local, support local, to go to a shelf, turn over the product and see and look out for this, for made in South Africa, the reality is that a bigger percentage of South Africans, and that's a reality that we cannot run away from, is that when you walk, many people will walk into a shop and they will not worry about whether this thing is made here or not. For them, it's about, I've got 50 rand or 20 rand, I've got five members of my family to feed, can I afford it? It's about affordability. It's got nothing to do for them. It doesn't matter whether it's, in fact, the cheaper it is, you know, the better for them, because that's all they can afford. And this is why, as Proudly SA campaign, we cannot be complacent and think that everybody knows what we do. But also, we've been tasked with the responsibility to reposition the campaign and use many, many platforms, youth being one of them. We talk to corporate South Africa, we talk to community, we talk to different sectors, music. You know, for example, if a new movie is launched in South Africa, ours is to come in without infringing on the arts and culture space, but ours used to educate South Africans about the fact that the first weekend of that movie hitting the circuit, it is important for us to go support that movie, because that determines how long the movie stays on circuit, and that determines how many people in the background then retain their jobs, you know, keep on, how many jobs are created from there, you know. So we use different platforms to communicate the narrative of the campaign.
Hippie is very passionate. I think we must give Hippie a job, eh? it's a good thing. We actually put together a show in such a way that we bring in guests that are able to network amongst themselves. You see, I mean, today you're getting new members. You know, it's definitely something that you know what, how we build actually a show. So, and I think as well, Mish, we're running out of time quickly. I know you're having an event over the weekend. Can you please quickly tell us about the event? How could we attend? Quick stuff about the event, and let's hope the members will come support as well.
Absolutely. As that's in the picture, we are embarking on a program that looks to answer all the challenges, basically, to say we've got femicide in the country, we've got abuse in the country, we've got children being abandoned every day. And it goes back, ties down to the fact that the value system, what we basically do in our families, is not necessarily cultivated the kind of youth, the kind of adults that actually are responsible. So on this very Saturday, we're launching this at UNISA at 12 o'clock with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, followed by another engagement at Deep Kloof on Saturday at 12 o'clock as well, Zone 3. It's free. We actually want people to come because it's an engagement. It's a dialogue that says, how do we then make sure that we solve tomorrow's problems today?
So, Flo, quickly, for people that want to get more hold of your information and whatsoever, where can they get hold of you?
You can contact us on our website.
Okay.
www.mobilegold. You can also contact us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
At NutriFruit, Twitter, and Instagram at NutriFruit.
No, definitely. Tafadzo, people that want to get hold of more
information? They can go to our website, which is www.riversandsihub.co.za. All contact details will be there, basically explaining everything that we do.
Do you guys still have space?
We currently don't have, actually. We've just, we're 95% full now, so we do have some units available. I would encourage people to go to our website for premises. But they go fast. We've got currently a waiting list of about 200 people. So if you have something, we come and talk to us and we can try and put you up somewhere.
If you give me 10 grand, I'll make something happen. And I'll put a proudly SA stamp on that 10 grand.
So I'd encourage South Africans to log on to our website and see the amazing work that Proudly South African does. We are www.proudlysa.co.za. We are at Proudly SA on Twitter, at Proudly SA on Facebook and on Instagram. Or otherwise, they can follow me at Ngihappy, meaning I'm happy in Zulu, Ngihappy_happy. And I'll channel them to the right or our other platforms at Proudly SA. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that sums up our show. Other than that, you guys can join us for tea on Saturday. So tea, man. I'm very excited about tea.
Rooibos tea.
Where is it happening?
So tea is an NPO that I run in the township, aimed at developing township entrepreneurs. T stands for Township Entrepreneurs Alliance. So this Saturday, as per our Saturday engagements, we're hosting a themed event called Young and in Charge with seven young, amazing speakers in partnership with the NYDA Vodacom as well. And we're taking over. So join us for tea. Yeah.
Please invite us next time. Proudly, as we must endorse your project.
No, you must come. You must come. Thank you very much to everyone who was listening. I mean, the podcast is available. You can listen to this interview over and over and over again. It was a very informative one. I mean, if you want to go into the juice space, I mean, I've got Tafaso's got office space. I don't know if it's free, but I'm sure if you talk to him the right way, you've got an amazing event.
It's not free. Let's make that clear. All right.
And you must make sure that in whatever you do, even that hair girl, get that Proudly SA stamp on that. Thank you very much, 360 Biz. We are out of here. CliffCentral.com.